Thanks for making us part of your Friday night. I'm Chandler Guadagnin with your BYU Idaho Radio Evening Headlines for March 15th, 2024. The Bonneville County Prosecuting Attorney has filed five felony charges, including first-degree murder, against a man accused in a weekend shooting. 23-year-old Lance Bronco is accused of killing 51-year-old Eric Charles Leesk, who was in a house on the 100 block of 4th Street in Idaho Falls. It happened last Saturday. Police say he also shot another man, whose condition is unknown at this time. According to the criminal complaint, in addition to first-degree murder, Bronco is charged with aggravated battery, robbery, burglary, and unlawful possession of a firearm. Prosecutor Randy Neal also filed for penalty enhancements upon conviction for the use of a firearm in the commission of the crimes of murder and aggravated battery. If convicted, Bronco could receive the death penalty for a life sentence with a minimum mandatory of 10 years for first-degree murder alone. The enhancement for use of a firearm adds the potential of 15 additional years on two of the counts. Because Bronco is charged with a capital offense with the possibility of the death penalty, a magistrate judge has ordered Bronco to be held without bail. Bronco had his initial court appearance today and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on March 29th. He's being held in the Bonneville County Jail without a bond. As the Idaho State Legislative Session finishes its 10th week in session, new legislation continues to be introduced into the House and Senate. One hot topic that continues to be introduced this session has to do with materials in libraries that could be harmful to minors. After years of continual effort, representatives passed House Bill 710 on Wednesday on a 47-23 vote. The bill would require libraries to take reasonable steps to restrict children's access to obscene or harmful materials. Republican Representative Chanel Dixon and Democrat Representative Lauren Nicocia both voted against the bill and said they believe the final decision on the location of a book deemed harmful by a parent or child should stay with the local library.
And just finding out, do you have a process if someone has a concern about a book in the library? How do you handle that process or that complaint? Most libraries have process in place, at least in my district. Anyway, so I talked to them. I worked with them for many months trying to come up with something that would maintain local control with the library. Every public library has a library board. And as a Republican, I believe in local control. I think it's important.
The Idaho House also voted to pass House Concurrent Resolution 35, which would establish a traditional family value month. After a heavy debate, the House voted in favor of the resolution.
My feeling, as with most bills, it wasn't 100% perfect. I might have changed some of the language just a bit, but the idea behind it was good. You know, we do want to support traditional families and just the family structure. I think we do want to have that in our public discussion, that families are important and that we care about our families.
And so it really felt like a slap in the face to families that have different structures for whatever reason. And that was my objection to it. And had a very judgmental tone and then seemed to suggest that there were some sort of traditional gender roles, like women staying at home and not having the same work opportunities as men, that I think are backwards thinking.
You can find the full interviews right here on this very podcast app. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio. The Idaho Falls Zoo is opening soon, but before that can happen, the zoo needs a little TLC. The zoo is looking for volunteers to help clean up the zoo next month. The cleanup is part of the annual Community Cleanup Day on April 13th. All are invited to participate and can assist in a number of projects, like raking, mulching, and cleaning. Everyone wishing to participate must fill out a volunteer release form. Cleanup Day is April 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the zoo opens on April 17th. For more information, go to IdahoFallsIdaho.gov. Thanks for making us a part of your nightly routine. These have been your evening headlines for Friday, March 15th, 2024. You can always check out more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Enjoy your weekend to the fullest, my friends. I'm Chandler Guadagnin, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.